Thanks for staying with us for Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, the third half hour. This week, we'll be honoring the salutatorians and valedictorians from South Haven and Bangor schools. Each of them will be reading a prepared statement as if it were commencement. Here we go. Let's get to it on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour, and we are doing a special for the of the graduates, valedictorians, and the salutatorians that are in the South Haven and Bangor schools, to since they kind of missed it for their normal graduation. So, Rosalie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And of course, and on the phone, we have Elise Postma on the phone, who's the salutatorian at South Haven, and she is going to do her speech. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Well, it's good to hear your voice, and I hope all is well with you. So, but we're going to just go right to it and let you dazzle us with your words.
Okay. My name is Elise Postma, and I am South Haven High School's salutatorian. I wanted to take this moment to thank my teachers, mentors, and coaches. Without you, I wouldn't have made it this far. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the moments that define us. In high school, we've had some strange events happen to us. We've played football at 4 because of EEE. We've gone through COVID-19. Some of us may have fallen asleep in STAP or just in English class. But these moments don't define us. They shape us. Someone once said, when a defining moment comes along, you can do one of two things: define the moment or let the moment define you. We've been through a lot this year, but we can't let COVID-19 define us. We've all had a bad moment, some worse than others. We've all had a bad test grade or assignment grade. I know I have. But these moments aren't what define us. We get to choose what moments we pick to define us. Throughout high school, we can look back at everything and think about how COVID ruined our senior year, or we can think about the team bonding we did with our teams, the times we won or the times we lost. We can think about the hard classes or the fun we had outside of them. We can think about the crazy food fights at lunch and the pull-up contest by the Army. We will always remember high school. We may not remember everyone's name or our jersey number, but we will always remember the friendships and memories we made. Let those moments define you. So to all the underclassmen, join anything you're interested in. Have fun. Enjoy the good moments, and don't look back on the moments that were hard. Live in the moment and define your own life. To all my fellow classmates, thank you for all the memories. As we go our separate ways, just remember to define your life. Carve your own path and follow your dreams wherever they may take you. Thank you.
Right on, Elise. That's great. And, you know, and we got Rosalie over there all choked up with tears in her eyes. Yeah, go ahead, Rosalie.
I'm sorry. That was amazing, Elise. And, you know, as I was listening to that, it's good advice for everybody that you're giving that to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think you're wise beyond your years, and I really do congratulate you. But your speech was spot on, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. Thank you, guys. Don't let this stuff define you, but always remember who you are and that it's a part of you. And no, you guys, I'm so happy for you, and I think you're going to go on to great things. And before we go, about 30 seconds left, where are you going on to next?
I'm headed to Colorado School of Mines to study metallurgical and material science engineering.
All right. You know what? I think that's something that neither one, Rosalie or I.
How do you know I don't know anything about that?
Well, I'm pretty sure by the look on your face. But Elise,
that's amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time. And we will talk to you very soon, and good luck to you. And as we continue our looks at these special students who had their year cut short and weren't able to do their speeches as valedictorian and salutatorian, from my alma mater, we have South Haven High School, Opal Eddy. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I'm horrible with names sometimes, and as easy as it looks, sometimes I mess up. But I am so proud to be able to do this with you. And Rosalie, you know, how did you set her up?
Well, you know what? We kind of reached out to the high schools and said, We know that their senior year is just a bit different this year, and I say that tongue in cheek there, but that, you know, let's give them some airtime to say what they were going to say at graduation, because what you've done, certainly as a valedictorian, is exceptional, and we just want to give you a few minutes.
And those few minutes are a prepared statement, and we're ready for yours if you're ready.
All right. So, as I said, my name is Opaletti, and I am a graduating senior from South Haven High School. First, I just want to congratulate all of my fellow seniors throughout the Midwest region and the state of Michigan on your amazing accomplishment. You should be so proud of yourselves. I'm proud of you. Your families and teachers and administration are proud of you. So, I was trying to write this speech. I was really struggling to find funny and uplifting, hopeful, or happy words to share with you all. And I don't necessarily feel that way. So instead, I'm just going to say we're all thinking. The end of senior year was horrible. It was just awful. Everything that we've been looking forward to has been ripped away from us. All of our laughs that we were looking forward to and preparing ourselves for are gone, and we cannot get them back. You know, even if things are rescheduled, it won't be the same. It can't be the same. But I want you to know that this doesn't define who we are as a class. It doesn't define us right now, and it won't define us later. We're a determined, resilient, inspiring, motivated, brilliant, incredible class. You know, we've taken our pain in stride and tried to find ways to embrace what we can still do and experience. I wrote this speech at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night as I was trying to convince myself that everything will be okay and things will go back to normal. But I don't know that any more than you do. However, I do know that quarantine has taught me to embrace every moment, because you never know which moment will be your last. And high school has taught me that anyone can be anything that they want to be. You should never compromise your personal relationships or your own happiness to reach your goals, because you will never be fulfilled. Class of 2020, I've looked forward to graduating day one of freshman year. And let me tell you that high school has been nothing like I imagined it to be. But I would not go back and do it again, because our experience is one of a kind, and we are a special class for every reason besides COVID-19. And now that graduation is upon us, let me say congratulations, class of 2020. We are no longer in high school. Wherever your future path may take you, I know that you will do wonderful things. And despite it all, I do still believe that 2020 is the best graduation year. So congratulations, graduates, and may you find happiness in all you do.
Opaletti, that was wonderful. Those are great words.
I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah. And nice thing is, or not maybe the nice thing, I'd love to spend a little more time talking to you, but we're coming right down to our time here for our 3.5 minutes that we're devoting to you guys to help get those messages out. But I'm very proud. Those are great words. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, the best wishes to you forever and always, and good luck. I guess quickly, what is your next step?
So I will be attending Western Michigan University in the fall with a major in either business or chemistry.
Congratulations. Stay at it. You're going to go a long ways, young lady. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And it is the third half hour, and we're continuing our special with salutatorians and valedictorians for a couple schools in the area for them to give their speeches and that, you know, they didn't get to do publicly. So hopefully we get to fill that need. So Rosalie Picotti is still in the studio with me. Good morning again, Rosalie. It's so good to still have you.
Good morning.
Yes, and on the phone is Audrey Hay, the salutatorian from Bangor. How are you this morning, Audrey?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Fantastic. And as we had said, we're kind of getting your speeches that you would have done publicly. I don't know if they would have been longer at graduation or not, but we're ready for you. So whenever you want to go, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Today is a very bittersweet and special day. For many of us, this is not what we envisioned. It's not the graduation we wished for, but it's the one we got instead. We lost a lot of important moments and memories this year. Many of the things we look forward to were taken away from us before we even had the chance to realize it. Despite how unfair this year was to us, there are two different ways to go about remembering our senior year. Instead of remembering the year by what we didn't have, let's remember the year by what we did have. We might not have spent a lot of time in the classroom, but this year taught us a much bigger lesson than our teachers ever could. Our generation is an evolving one. We are introduced young to today's modern technology and tend to have a pretty good grasp on it. We are very social and have many ways to communicate through our devices. This type of technology gives us many new opportunities that a lot of older generations never had. So when the stay-at-home order was first placed, many figured that we'd be able to handle it easily. We were already so consumed in our devices before the pandemic, so what's the difference? Yet many of us found that there is a very big difference. Suddenly, we are lacking that human connection, those relationships we had with others. Sure, we could communicate with our friends through technology, but you don't get those spontaneous moments through text. You don't get those big laughs that make your stomach hurt. You don't get to see the joy and happiness in someone's face as they talk about something they love. And you can't hear someone's voice crack when they talk about something that means a lot to them. All of those beautiful moments that make interacting with someone so special, that's something you can't get over text. When people think of the word school, they think of an education. We go to learn basic skills that will eventually help us succeed in this big thing called life. But when this virus has taught us more than anything is that we need school for so much more than just an education. We need school for the friendships, the bonds, and the relationships we have built with one another. We need school so we can have those spontaneous moments with others. We didn't miss school because we wanted to do the assignments or the work. We miss school because we miss sharing those moments with each other. The lessons that we carry with us for the rest of our lives didn't come from books. They came from each other. We faced a lot of tough lessons this year, but doing so has given us a sense of strength, dignity, and determination. We have learned to persevere, to be resilient, and to be optimistic. We have developed a new sense of compassion, love, and empathy for things that once seemed so small. These are not things that can be learned in a classroom, but they are things that we will carry with us for the rest of our lives. And that is what makes the class of 2020 different from any other class. So yeah, COVID-19 might have taken away a lot of our great moments, but it didn't take them all, and it definitely didn't take away our pride. We are still the class of 2020, and we are still strong. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, you guys are so far 3 for 3 with putting tears in my co-host's eyes. So
I told you, Audrey.
Wonderful. Audrey, I unfortunately don't have time to ask the other. I guess I'll ask it real quick. Where are you going now? Where are you off to?
I am off to KVCC.
Awesome. Continued good luck to you, and we certainly wish you the best. And we do have to move on to our valedictorian, and we'll be right back with her in just a second.
Thank you.
Thank you. Robert's Moondog Saturday
Morning Show. And now we have Caitlin Leisinger from Bangor, who's the valedictorian, who's going to give her speech. And she said it was a little bit longer than some of the other ones, so we're going to get right to it. Caitlin, go for it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening. First, I'd like to say thank you to all the parents, families, and friends who have either attended the ceremony to watch Bangor's class of 2020 graduate or spared some precious Wi-Fi to watch us graduate on some Zoom call. Because at the time of making this speech, I really don't know how this whole graduation thing is going down. I'd also like to thank the teachers and faculty here at Bangor High School for educating us these past 3.5 years in actual classrooms. and then blowing up our phones with Google Classroom notifications for the remaining half year. Finally, I'd like to thank my fellow class of 2020 graduates. I wouldn't have wanted to go through a worldwide pandemic with anyone else but you guys. I think everyone here can agree that this is an unusual graduation. Most graduates sit on metal chairs shoulder to shoulder with their fellow classmates for close to an hour, as know-it-all kids like me give a speech about how amazing their class and school are. And most family and friends are packed like sardines in a hot gym, waiting to see their child walk across that stage and receive their diploma. But this year is much different. Unlike the graduates before, we didn't quite know if we would even get a graduation ceremony. And yes, we students know it could be worse. We know that not having a last semester of high school is not going to be the end of the world. Nonetheless, it is so unfortunate that after 13 years of waiting, our senior year had to end like this. While seniors before us were going on college visits, the class of 2020 couldn't go anywhere but work and home. While past seniors worried about what shoes would match their prom dress, we worried about whether we remembered to bring our face mask before we left the house. And while last year's seniors were joyfully hugging their friends, families, and teachers at their graduation, we can't even get within 6 feet of ours. In spite of all these things, the English class of 2020 made it. From new principals each year to retaking the SATs and everything in between, the English class of 2020 has been through it all. So now that I got some of the negative things out of the way, I'd like to focus on Bangor's indestructible class of 2020. All in all, if we had the resilience to come together every Friday night at 8:20 to drive through our community, and we have the resilience to get back up when we get knocked down. If we had the patience to wait for our cap and gowns to arrive, then we have the patience to wait for all the wonderful things that lie ahead of us. And if we had the ambition to make it to graduation during a pandemic, then we can do almost anything we set our minds to. We may have had some bumps in the road these past 3.5 years. And sure, most people don't even know Bangor is a town, let alone that we have a high school. But through all these trials and tribulations, we did it. Bangor's class of 2020 made it. And I know we're going to do great things in the future. Thank you all for making high school bearable. I love you guys. Before I end the speech, I'd really love to thank every person here at Bangor High School who helped to make this difficult time special for our seniors. From the Friday night lights to the cap and gown delivery to this graduation itself. I think I speak for everyone when I say we appreciate every little thing you've done to make our last moments as Bangor High School seniors truly worthwhile. Lastly, to all my classmates, friends, family, and teachers, I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Good night.
Fantastic. You guys are 4 for 4 with tears from Rosalie. Those are great words, Caitlin, and very eloquent, and I love your perspective on this. We do have to get moving on, though, but I do want to ask quickly before we do go, where are you going to next?
I plan to go to Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design in the fall.
I love it. Love it. Wow, yes. Art and design is a wonderful way to go. Thank you so much, Caitlin. Good luck to you and best wishes. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rappers, Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour and the third segment of that half hour. And as we kind of work a graduation show, with some of our valedictorians and salutatorians, we have a special guest who's going to actually help with a speech. And this is a good friend of Rosalie, so I'm going to throw it to Rosalie to do the introductions and get this moving.
Okay, well, this is Yasmin Burton. I've known her since she was a wee child, and now she's a very successful young adult. So I asked Yasmin to consider reading a speech, and we found some pretty good speeches, and this is the last commencement speech that Michelle Obama did. So Yasmin, it's all yours.
All right. She wanted to acknowledge that all of these brilliant, talented, and ambitious, accomplished, and all-around outstanding members of Class of 2016. She wanted to acknowledge that you all worked so hard to come so far to reach this milestone. So I know this is a big day for all of you and your families and for everyone at this school who supported you on this journey. Just look around. Look at who you are. Look at where you're gathered today. As the president eloquently said, at this school, you represent more than 150 nationalities. You speak more than 100 different languages. You represent just about every possible background, every color and culture, every faith and walk of life. And you've taken so many different paths to this moment. Maybe your family has been in this city for generations, or maybe, like my family, they came to this country centuries ago in chains. Maybe they just arrived here recently, determined to give you a better life. But graduates, no matter where your journey started, you have all made it here today through the same combination of unyielding determination, sacrifice, and a whole lot of hard work. Commuting hours each day of class, well, some of you. Juggling multiple jobs to support your families and pay for your tuition. Studying late into the night, early in the morning, on subways and buses, and in those precious minutes during breaks at work. See, all of you know, for centuries, this city has been the gateway America for so many striving, hope-filled immigrants, folks who left behind everything they knew to seek out this land of opportunity that they dreamed of. And so many of those folks, for them, this school was the gateway to actually realizing the opportunity in their lives, founded on the fundamental truth that talent and ambition know no distinctions of race, nationality, wealth, or fame, and dedicated to the ideals that our founding fathers put forth more than two centuries ago. That we are all created equal, all entitled to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. City College became a haven for brilliant, motivated students of every background, a place where they didn't have to hide their last names or accents or put on any kinds of airs, because the students at this school were selected based not on pedigree, but on merit, and merit alone. Public education is our greatest pathway to opportunity in America. So we need to invest in our strengthen our public universities today and for generations to come. That is how you will do your part to live up to the oath that you all will take here today. The oath you've taken by generations graduates before you to make your city and your world greater, better, and more beautiful. More than anything else, graduates, that is American story. It's your story and the story of those who came before you at this school. So I want you all to go out there, be great, build great lives for yourselves, enjoy the liberties that you have in this great country, pursue your own version of happiness, and please, please, always do your part to help others do the same. I love you all. I am so proud of you. Thank you for allowing me to share this final commencement with you. I have so much faith in you, who will be who you will be. Just keep working hard and keep the faith. I can't wait to see what you all achieve in the years ahead. Thank you all. God bless. And good luck on the road ahead.
Very, very nice read. And we certainly appreciate that time. And Rosalie didn't cry on this one. She's a little teary, but all the rest of the ones, she got all teared up. I think she's heard this one before, so she was prepared. Hey, Yasmin, as we still have probably a couple minutes that we can talk to you. And what are you doing now?
Well, right now I'm working with Lakeland Hospital. I'm a phlebotomist there. I got certified there last year at Lakeland, Lake Michigan Community College. I'm working on my third degree for medical assisting.
Third?
So graduating.
Are there that many degrees for medical assisting?
Oh, she's got two other degrees.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I think I misunderstood a little bit. No. Man, you're a go-getter. How many degrees are you going to get all said and done? You're going to have like 20, 30 of them by the time you leave academia?
Well, my last degree is to be a midwife, so that's going to be about 4 years. But I want to get medical assisting because I want to get more experience in the field. So when I go to midwife school, I'll be more than prepared.
Well, you know, Yasmin, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I couldn't think of anybody else better to read this speech. I didn't cry as much as I got goosebumps when I heard those words that, you know, everybody's entitled to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. I know you work really hard. You're working full time, and you've got a great job, and I'm so proud of you, as I'm sure your mother is and all your family. But how did you stick to it all? What you do is not easy. How you got through school is not easy. Give some, you know, words of advice to our high schoolers that are graduating. Go ahead, go.
So it is very hard going to college, and sometimes it's hard when you don't have a family member before you that went to school. Luckily, before I even left high school, my dad went back to college to finish and got his associate's degree, and my mom as well. So that helped me and helped me move further into like, okay, I can actually go to school, even though it's going to be studying and not really much sleep that you think of. But you just got to have great time management. Have time to spend with family. Don't think that when you go to college, your life is over. Just spend time with the people you love. They can help you. They can help you relax, be unstressful. They can even help you study most of the time.
Nice. Hey, Yasmin, we're kind of coming to an end here, but let me at least say this. You know, college is a whole hell of a lot more fun if you don't care quite as much about your grades.
Exactly.
I always work hard. I got lucky enough where I could kind of skate through, and I played baseball and all that stuff, and I really enjoyed my time. When I look back at it, I wish I would have put that kind of time in like you are. But regardless, we still have to move on. So I think Rosalie would like to say another thank you. And then I say a thank you, too.
I just want to say thank you, Yasmin. You've always got my back. And right on. I appreciate you stepping
always.
In.
Thank you, Yasmin. We'll be
no
back
problem,
on. Yeah. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
that's it for now. Don't forget, if you missed an episode or would like to hear it again, search My Radio Show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, download, and turn on those notifications. That will allow you to stay connected whenever a new podcast is uploaded. A very special thank you to all of our sponsors. If you would like to contact us, please call 269-872-3049 or through Facebook. From all of us at Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, we will see you here next Saturday, the best day of the week. This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.